All righty. Hey, welcome, everybody. Thanks for your patience. We're about 2 minutes late, but this is our Friday team conference call, our SLG team conference call that we do every single Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. These calls are recorded, so you can listen to the replay, but we've done these calls now for, I guess, years, and it's just a way to help stay connected. As well as all of the daily fast start huddles that we're doing as well. So I know we have several of you that may be listening in to this call for the first time. So again, congratulations, but do encourage you, if you're a brand new agent, to also tune in to the fast start huddles, which are Zooms at 9 a.m. Monday to Thursdays. And if you haven't been on one of those, we do role playing and we do underwriting training, sales training, all of that. So I just encourage you to stay plugged into those as well. But what a great week this has been. I can't be more excited about how we kicked off 2023. I love, for those of you that are in Slack or sharing Slack, I love what James Allard said. Looks like some domination happening, because some of you know that's our theme, or at least what Dave and I chose for 2023, is we want to dominate in 2023, really win in 2023. And for us, I know for a lot of you on the call, you know, how you start something is so important. And so it's, I love the fact that we're starting the year off with real solid momentum and having lots of success early on, right out the gates. And so I encourage all of you, to some of you that are just getting going, to make a commitment to launch and get started fast, because this is going to be a really, really great year. 2022 was a phenomenal growth year for us, but 2023, we're going to go to a entirely different level. We're so excited. And some of you, we're going to be, hopefully a lot of you, and all of you are welcome. We're going to see next weekend. So we won't have a call next Friday, because we'll be getting ready for our live event, and we'll be seeing some of you a week from today. And I know a lot of you should have received an email from our support team, and I think Savannah was copied on that. But if any of you, all of you that are coming, if you don't mind, just make sure to email Savannah and kind of let her know if you're going to be in early on Friday for some of those things, just because we want to kind of know who's doing what. But the main event, the meeting, of course, is Saturday morning, beginning at 9 a.m. At the Hilton Garden Inn. So any of you that can drive in, if you're not yet planning to come, but if you can get there just to be there Saturday, great. I know a lot of people have to travel to be there a long way, and which is awesome. And I believe that commitment, that you'll be rewarded for it, because I say it all the time, but you know, your success follows commitment. And when you commit to your business, you know, truly commit to it, that's when things start to happen, right? And so I think this will be I know it will be just an incredible time to learn from each other. Hopefully we all leave with our belief level going up in what we can achieve in 2023. That's really the goal, because when we believe something works, and when we believe we can do something, right, magic starts to happen. And that's what we really want. That's what live events have always done for me. I know David can say the same thing. So very excited. But if all of you that have gotten that email that are planning to attend, if you would just please email Savannah just to let her know kind of if you're going to come in early Friday, if you'll be there. We're going to do some axe throwing for those that get there early. And then, of course, those that are hanging out afterwards, you know, we'll do a dinner Saturday night. So just want to kind of find out who's going to be staying and that type of thing. So appreciate if you'd send that email to her. And any of you that have questions, if you're listening to this, reach out to Craig or email our support team, ask a question in Slack, whatever, however we can help communicate. If you have questions about coming and you're just unsure what it looks like or whatever, please ask. We got multiple ways you can reach out to us. We want to make sure and talk through that with you. But I'm excited about this year. And, you know, David and I, we did a little tabletop session yesterday. And you know, because David, the light bulb, I love it when a light bulb goes off, you know, and David is very contagious when that light bulb moment happens. And every now and then we have that. And what I mean by for David is like, when David has a goal, it's one thing to have a goal, but when I mean the light bulb goes off for him sometimes is after he evaluates and creates a plan for his goal, it's like he gets so excited about it, and I love that, and it's always inspired me as well. And this was something that happened a couple days ago or day before yesterday, and we talked about it yesterday, and just we're chatting about it. But, you know, for David, and the reason I'm sharing this is for a lot of you, and we're going to talk about it at the conference, by the way, scaling and growing and the different ways. I'm excited to share some different ways you can scale and grow your business. So we're going to cover a lot. But for David, you know, we talked about this yesterday. It's not just setting a goal and saying, oh, I'm going to write $100,000 this year. Oh, I'm going to write $200,000 this year. Oh, I'm going to do $1 million annuity premium. Whatever it is, it's not just saying the goal. It's actually having the formula and the plan in place. And that's what I mean by the light bulb went off. David came in, he's like, I see exactly how to write $6 million in annuities, right? Which is more personally, like his own premium, right? And that's more than he's ever done in a year, back even in the field or anything like that. But because he's been tracking his numbers and he can look back and evaluate it, right? He's got this plan and he knows exactly what to do and how to create a formula. And I remember back when, you know, Dave and I were writing 30,000, 35, it's like every month, 30,000, 35,000, 30,000, 35,000. Like we were doing that. It was like back and forth, both of us writing that life insurance premium, which is amazing, by the way. But we were writing 30,000, 34,000. It was like right on the money, but it was like every month we were doing that final expense, you know, 30. And it's like, David, I remember him saying, I remember him first shooting for 50 to write 50,000. Some of you probably remember that. I'm going to write 50,000 a month himself. And that had not been done yet by us or by him. And so, obviously want to lead the way and do that. But the light bulb moment was we can't do the same thing we've done the month before, the month before, and the month before and writing the same amount. That's working. But we got to adjust the formula slightly to write 50,000. And I remember that same light bulb was, it all started with leads, right? He had to have the right amount of leads. And because he knew he needed so many leads, obviously so many dials, so many quotes, right? He knew all of those numbers to a sale, but he needed to adjust the formula in order to hit the target. I remember when we had the goal to write 100 apps, you know, he and I, and we were trying to adjust the formula. Like, what is the formula for that, right? So we make sure, because we don't want to guess at it. The numbers are it's predictable. That's why we love this business. And that's what happened for David on, I believe he'll write $6 million. Now, maybe he falls short, but that's okay, right? I don't believe he will, but the point is to, when you think about your goals this year, and that's what we want to help all of you do at the conference. And it's not about David's goals, by the way, or my goals. It's about your goals. We show you how to write $10,000 a month, but some of you may want to scale from there. But it's about adjusting the formula and knowing the formula, and then, like David says, it's just about execution. But back, when David was trying to write 50,000 a month, one of the things that we obsessed over was making sure once he knew how many leads he needed every single day to, in order to hit that, that's where it all started. And whenever David would get angry, because see, I look back at our system now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not just saying this, it's so much better, because I was sharing this on a huddle yesterday. Like, if you order leads, you're going to get leads. And that sounds like a simple thing. And again, you don't have to order leads from Summit Life Group. You can do whatever you want to do. But the fact that you can place a lead order today and get leads tomorrow, you don't understand. Like, when we first started, the biggest frustration was we would go sometimes long periods of time to not get leads. That was the biggest, that was so frustrating to a producer to not get leads on a consistent basis. Whenever David would get, but David knew his formula. And so he would get angry, not angry in a bad way, but he knew that if the lead stopped, that yes, of course he would still go find it and have that mindset. And we talk about that. And he knew he could get referral sales and thirds, get the spouse sale, but all of that's baked into the numbers, right? He's always going to go, everybody should always be trying to get that second sale, that third sale. But he knew he needed so many fresh leads every day to write 50,000. And I'm telling you all this because you need to understand your formula for your goals. If you want to set a goal for 2023, don't just set some random goal and not change something that you're doing before. You know, if you wrote $3,000 in premium last month, that's awesome. Celebrate it. But if you do the exact same thing you did last month, you're probably going to write $3,000 in premium again. You got to change something in the formula. And typically it's around leads or dials, right? For most agents, that's where it is. But we'll talk about advanced things that people can do as well at the conference. We'll be covering some of that as you're really scaling up. But for most of you on here, right, it has to do with those two things. But you got to know your numbers and you got to create a real plan. And we talk about it all the time, but still it's worth repeating all the time because you can't, you know, the height of insanity is doing the same thing over and over expecting a different result, right? If you want to change, like if David knows that in order to hit his goal, he knows the targets that he needs to hit. And the last thing I'll mention, I'll turn the call over to David, it's about accountability, right? And it's and for us, like when David, the way we figured out how to write, you know, life insurance business consistently over the phone was for us, leads created accountability. Because if we had leads flowing in constantly and we never turned them off, it was built in accountability. It is built in accountability to dial, right? Because if we turn our leads off, no matter what we say, it's then pretty easy. So that was built in accountability. And of course we had accountability from each other. And of course, David publicly announced, hey, I'm going to go for 50,000 a month, which then of course he was able to repeat and go beyond that actually. But that's accountability. We did the same thing yesterday. Once we figured out numbers, we built in accountability. We told Savannah, hey Savannah, look, these are the metrics that need to happen because we can't just guess at this. So I want you to look ahead and look at the calendar and help create accountability because we can't just say, oh, we're going to write $6 million. No, we got to hit the numbers. We got to have enough leads coming in, enough appointments coming in. The calendar has to look like this. And that's accountability to your goal. That's a serious plan to go out and create production. So anyway, I know I'm talking all about David and I don't want to take his thunder, but what I really hope everybody takes from this call is let's go make 2023 an amazing year, but let's not just do it because we're talking about it. Let's create a true plan. Now is the time to do it. Make a plan for yourself. Know what it is you need to go do to go make this a great year. So fired up, everybody. Please don't forget to email Savannah, those of you that are coming with any with your schedule and all that. And we can't wait to see you guys next weekend. But with that, I'm going to turn the call over to David.
Well, I mean, Rich, awesome opening to the call like you always do. And I appreciate, you know, you saying all the nice things about me. But replace my name with any of that, it's the systems and the process. Just like we have a system and a process for our business and making sales. Well, if you go back to the goal setting, and we talk about goal setting all of the time because it's so important, right? It's, you know, you can always be productive without goals by taking action, but you can be more productive and more efficient if you're going after something, right? And so one of the things, you know, that I studied for a while, Rich, and never, you know, is, you know, the actual structure of goal setting, right? How do you do it? And, you know, studying people like Zig Ziglar, Grant Cardone, anybody, any big salesperson out there, or Tony Robbins. If you listen to anybody, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, doesn't matter. That's why we are such big advocates of reading, because people say a lot of the same things in very different ways. And so it's relatability. But getting back to what I was saying is the goal setting structure. You know, this year I want to write 6 million in annuities personally. I'm very confident I'll do it because I know how to. And that's what I'm saying is the first step of creating anything that you want to achieve, your goal is you got to say what it is. There's no goal that's too big, you know. But first, here's my goal. And I just sit down and said, because I know the final expense inside and out. I've done the annuities with our new system for 6+ months. I've tracked. I know my numbers. So I looked and I was sitting there just looking. I was, you know, Rich, we were looking at the 12 million. And I was like, you know what? In my head, I was sitting there's no reason I don't write 6 million. Let me go break down my numbers from our lead sources, right? So the first thing I did was I said, I think I can do 6 million. Okay, so there's the goal. Now I need to break it down. So the second part of your goal is you have to know your numbers to do this is, what do I need to do to hit those numbers, right? What are my averages? Long story short, I knew my averages, and so I got it. So I created, okay, I need X amount of leads per week. Based on that number, I will hit my goal unequivocally. I mean, the average is always average out. So I said, I need this. So I created my goal. I broke it down into a year. I broke it down into a month, and I broke it down into a week. That way I know every week I need to hit this number. And it doesn't mean at the end of the week I have to have that issued or paid or sold, but the activity and the pipeline, because all that stuff will average out. You know, I may have 100,000 on, you know, January 25th, but by January 29th, that could be, you know, 800,000 because of the pipeline in terms of annuities. Just like in the final expense sales when we were going after that 50K the first go around, right? I might have 35 sales going in the last week or the last few days, but then I hit a hot string of five bagger, and 15 sales in 3 days. And that happens, right? Because my pipeline was there and my activity was there. And I knew exactly what I needed to do. All I have to do is show up, take action, and execute, right? That's the easy part, is doing the activity and showing up. The hard part is the thought energy that goes into creating stuff like that. So for me, I'm the type of person that if I don't have goals, then I'm burning my thought energy. Because I don't know if I'm doing good, if I'm not doing good. Yeah, that's great, but what am I capable of? I'm always trying, and any great, and I'm not saying I'm great, I'm saying striving for greatness is something that I've tried to do in terms, and I'm not comparing anything to anyone. I'm talking about myself. I want to know what I am capable of doing. And so I'm constantly trying to get to that point of stretching my goals. 6 million is a big number in annuities. I've never done it before, but I know I can do it because I know exactly how to do it, right? If I fall a little bit short, who cares, as long as I worked as hard as I could. But if I end at 5 million or 4 million, that's still a great year. I think I can end higher than 6 million. I'm very confident I can, because based on these numbers, as long as I stay healthy, as long as I can show up every day, I'm going to hit them. It's predictable, just like final expense. I was talking to JD the other day on Slack, and he was asking me about numbers and things like that, and he's right on it, right? When you first started, you know, you're closing one out of X, right? And then I said, now look back 2 weeks. Did you? And then that number will probably be a little bit better. Now you have a formula. So if you want to double your sales, you double the leads, and you take the same action. There's no difference, right? It's the same action. It's the same action, right? Now, if you're a part-timer or like JD, there's only a certain amount. You're going to find your ceiling based on your time frame that you're able to commit, right? Because when you're setting a goal, here's one thing you have to understand. I set my goal. Now, I know all the activity that it takes to get to that goal. The next question I ask myself is, am I willing to do it? Simple. If it was 20 million, no, I'm not willing to do that, based on the formula that I have, because I don't have the time frame capacity, and I don't want my wife to leave me, right? And I got kids. I don't have the time, but so I couldn't commit to that number, but I know I can commit to this one. I set my goal. I saw the activity that was required. Am I willing to do that activity? My answer is yes. Then I committed to it. Once you commit to something, hold yourself accountable. And if you think you can do it by yourself, you're an outlier. And if you can do it by yourself, you're an even bigger outlier. You have to have accountability, right? You know, Rich knows, Savannah knows, Jason knows, all of you know what it is. I have no problem telling people what my goals are in terms of, especially, you know, you got to protect it outside of this group, because people will try to bring you down, because not everybody has the mindset that we do, right? They don't even know it. A lot of people are subconsciously negative. This group isn't. Summit Life Group is a community of growers, of doers, of achievers, of action takers. And so that's what this is all about. Let's stretch ourselves, create a goal, build a plan where you know it, have the formula, and then just ask yourself, are you willing to commit to that goal? If not, trim the goal down. Create a goal that you're willing to commit to. And then, you know what? Send an email to Jason or Savannah or us to tell us what your goals are. I remember my old mentor used to do that, and every year I would send it, and every year I would send it. And I would fight to the tooth and nail, to not to, because I told him I would do it. right? And I didn't want to let myself down. I've been setting goals since I was 7 or 8 years old. I look back and I show my son my old notebooks. I've been journaling since as I could write, before I could even spell, really. And I look back at my goals when I got to high school of what I wanted to hit. What was my average? What was the stolen bases? I was trying to break a record that I found out about in stolen bases. I was doing all these things. And I remember Jay, Rich's brother, he would help me train my junior year, working out, doing these things, because I needed to constantly improve. Okay, if I want to do this, I need to get stronger. I got to work out in the mornings. When can I do that? That was the formula back then. Those types of formulas, because I'm a big sports person, it's what I relate to, helped me in my business side, because it's all very relatable. Like Tiger Woods talked about, like, you know, goals and all these things, you have to know your formula. And so even when I was reading Tiger Woods' books, he's talked about how, you know, well, his dad really, his dad talked about he is going to be the greatest of all time for two reasons, well, three reasons. He's more athletic, he works harder than anybody else, and he's the toughest mental athlete in the history of sports. And then he would go on, and then he's going to outwork you, right? And Tiger talks about it all the time. Anybody on the PGA Tour can be great, and oftentimes they are on a weekend or a day. But true greatness in his eyes was, can you duplicate it for a decade? Are you willing to duplicate your work ethic for a decade to be great, to be the greatest? Or is it 1 year? Whatever it is, if you have the talent, you can duplicate the outcomes, because the formula in sport is work ethic, taking care of your body, mental preparation. Same thing in business, right? You got to have the formulas, the work ethics, the nutrition. I'm getting older. I'm not 21 anymore. You know, my body needs to recover. I wanted to go to the national championship in California, but I was sitting there looking at for Georgia football. I was like, you know what? That's going to be taxing on my body. It's across country twice in a very few days. I'm going to wake up. Not worth it for me. I got big goals this year. I'll watch it on TV, right? Those are the types of, and I'm not using me as an example. I'm just talking my systems, my thought process out loud. Change my name with anybody's name, right? And what Rich and I are trying to reinforce is create your goals that are tied to formulas, right? Always have a goal, say it out loud, but if you don't know how to get there, it's going to stay a dream. And if you happen to achieve that goal without a system or a plan, oftentimes that's just, you got a great work ethic, you like what you do, and you just came across it, but you don't know how to do it again, right? Great success is duplicatable and predictable because you know your formulas. We always say, talk about ABD, always be dialing. That's the habit of action, right? You build that habit of action. How do you get a little bit more efficient taking the same action and using the same energy? You create a system and a formula, right? How do you keep doing it? How do you grow? Well, you got to create a goal. You got to drive yourself. You got to push yourself, right? What I love about Marines and anyone in the Army or Special Forces is the training that they put these guys through is so rigorous and so hard, they break you mentally because they push you to a point you didn't know you could get to. And they have to, because they have to teach you to survive in circumstances you didn't think you could. And the will to survive is what drives you. And we want to light the fire for the will to succeed, right? Success has a different definition for every single person on this planet. I encourage you, strongly encourage you, to know what that definition is for you. Financial, family, anything, right? Understand it. Dig deep. Find those questions. Find those answers. Ask yourself those things, right? And then create a formula to go after and achieve those goals, right? It's just about outdoing yourself over and over again, getting 1% better each and every day, finding success, seeing the clues, repeating it, looking for those, you know, mining for gold in the books that we read, or the books that you read, or the podcasts that you listen to, right? Everybody gets the same amount of time during the day. What are you doing with it, right? I'm trying to get my workouts back in. I haven't lifted strength-wise in a while, and told myself, and I don't like doing it, never have, right? But what I've realized for me is the stresses that I used to have about business and goals, and this month for me, it's, I don't even think about it, because that's easy. What I'm thinking about is, God, I don't want to get up in the morning and go work out. I do not want to spend 30 minutes on the elliptical or the treadmill. I don't like those things. But what I've learned is I love it when I'm done. And it's a hard thing for me to do, mentally, not physically. It's a hard thing for me to do to get out there and burn that sweat. But I did something I didn't want to necessarily do, even though I knew it was beneficial for me. And when I get done, I have a mental breakthrough. My body wants healthier things. Same thing in this business, right? I'm going to get up a little bit earlier today. I'm going to go listen to some of my calls that I made. How can I get a little bit better? Was my opening strong? These are all little things. What can you do with the time that you have? Are you growing during that time, or are you not growing during that time? You know, are you in the car driving, just listening to music, really not thinking and spacing out? Or are you the university on wheels? I tell you what, Rich Florence, I've known him my whole life. He's my cousin, but I never took – I'll say this. When we started working together on a regular basis, the – intentionality I took just because I saw Rich, and I would be like, Rich, what are you reading? I'd order the book. I do it all. I do it now. What are you listening to on YouTube? And I'd go listen to it. Almost everything that I got was from Rich first, because he is such a student of growth. And obviously, look what he's done in his life. So I just look for the clues. Not the terrible GPA, not a great student, but I pride myself in action. Right. And so I know I'm capable of certain things, but where I lack in my, I guess, intelligent side is I make up for with action and energy and focus. And I fail all the time, and it doesn't bother me, because that's how I personally learn. Right. I try not to screw something up where it hurts anybody else other than me. But if I do, dust off, I won't do that again, because I learned. Right. So really dive in to what we're saying, right? We're not giving you fluff. We're not giving you theories. We're not telling you what someone else told us. We're telling you what we know, because it's what we do every day. We're in the trenches. We're trying to get 1% better every single day. And the business doesn't work if the only two people that succeed were Rich and I, but that's not what this is. Everybody that comes into Summit Life Group, I want you to succeed equally as badly as I do. Why? Because if our system wasn't duplicatable, it's not a real business, right? That's top up. We are grassroots, organic. Everybody wins that's willing to put in the work. Not everybody gets a handout. Not everybody gets free sales. That is not what I'm saying. Not everybody gets free leads. What I'm saying is, if you show up and you're eager and you're hungry and you're a sponge and you want to learn and you're willing to put in the work, like anything in life, you'll succeed. And this is the greatest business on the planet to me. I believe that with every ounce of my body. It's a survival skill. We proved that over COVID, right? It is a unique skill set that very few people know how to do or use or even care to learn, right? And we're able to work anywhere in the world with a Wi-Fi connection. Think about that. Anywhere. Proof in the pudding. Look how many people have made sales in different countries, right? Guatemala, Europe. I forgot where Leanne and Rich were, the BVIs. This is what this business can do. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. Never quit. You can doubt. You can ask yourself the hard questions. But if you made a commitment, I tell my boys and my girl every single day, probably 50 times. I'm not even exaggerating. Because I can say one sentence and they'll say the rest. Winners never what? Winners never quit. Never. And any book that you read that's about success, any book, I don't care if it's Napoleon Hill, Grant Cardone, whoever, you name them, there's one underlying thing is the only way failure ever will exist is if you choose to quit. It's not over until you say it is, right? And there's been some most of the amazing times ever. And there's been some really, really, really hard times when we were building this business. And all of them have got us to where we are right now. And we are nowhere close to where we're going. This is going to be a $100 million business. I want you to build as big a business as you want to build. I want you to achieve all of the dreams that you want to achieve. But remember, first you got to know what the dream is. Then you got to convert that dream into a goal. And then how you execute that goal is you know exactly what your numbers are. You find that system. You know your formula, and then all you got to do is commit. Because at that point, it's execution. If you do not commit, if you commit to it and you don't achieve it, then there's probably one reason. It's because you didn't execute. And what I mean by execute is you didn't show up every day. You weren't consistent. Look, I've had COVID. I've had surgery. But there were times when, unfortunately, and Rich has been the same way. I'm not saying I'm saying we, that we didn't have the luxury to take the day off. Because if we did, and this is a long time, we would not have been able to eat or pay the bills. It was a absolute requirement. But you know what? We thrived off of it. When the back's against the wall, you know, you can either throw the white flag or you can come out swinging. And we got a group of swingers. You know, the Mike Tyson mentality when you get into the ring. There's no one that's going to stop me. I've already made the decision. The outcome is the only difference between my decision and my commitment that I made and success. There's only one thing between me and that, and that's called time. I'm going to achieve it. You'll see it. And the only thing that's going to, the only thing that's between me and that success and my goal is time, right? Because if you do not quit, you will achieve it. One of our favorite people in the world who's from Cuba came over here illegally and built a very big business, millionaire. He said that one time when Richard and I were in a conference, and it was one of the most powerful things that I ever heard, right? I thought my life was tough at times, and I felt like a big baby when I heard his story. But he talked about, you know, some people, when you're in a race, you know, some people are on, you know, NASCARs, Ferraris, BMWs. He said, I was on a bike. My journey, a lot of people got there faster than me. But you know what? I'm 40-some-odd years old, 46, whatever he was at the time. And he said, and I arrived at the finish line. So just don't quit. Just don't quit. When times get hard, remember it. Store that in your memory bank, right? When you don't think that you can make it, when you got that credit card bill you don't know how to pay, when you don't know how you're going to buy the diapers, remember how it makes you feel and take that anxiety and fear and turn it into fire. Turn that fire and dump fuel on it. Get out there and do it. We can do it because we got a great team. We got a great community. And he got the best captain of the ship, Rich, leading the way. So jump on board and commit to following the system. Create your goals. Create your formula. Commit to succeeding. So let's finish this week strong. And always remember, take one thing from this call and implement it. And always be dialing. Thanks, Rich.
David, that was so good. I want to say one thing. Man, that was so good. Just a fantastic call. I want to make sure I forgot to say something. One, you fired me up so much. This is the year, by the way. I want to just say this. This is the year of six-figure earners like we've never seen before. We've you know, a lot of people earn six figures, right? And through the years, but I'm telling you, this is going to be the year. I told some of you. I mean, I told like James. I mean, I'll be right up front. It's amazing when you can make six figures your first year in the insurance business. Not a lot of people do that. Normally it's a second, third year thing. But, I mean, there's some of you on this call. You can do it in your very first year. Absolutely. I mean, brand new, just getting started, no experience. But especially some of you that have already kind of laid that foundation, if you're a 50, 60, 70,000 a year earner, I want to challenge you. This is the year we're going to dominate, but what that means is there's going to be a lot of people crossing that six-figure finish line, and that doesn't have to be where you stop, but it's happening in 2023. I want to mention real quick our 1% Club book. That's what I forgot to mention earlier. Atomic Habits. It is such a good book. I read it a year or two ago. I'm telling you, I know Carrie Heiss just shared that he ordered it already in the 1% Club, but everybody needs to go get that book. You want to really solidify everything we just talked about and read something that's going to help you. Atomic Habits. It totally applies to our business. So I hope everybody will go get that book and read along with us. So just go on Amazon, Atomic Habits, James Clear. If you've already read it, reread it again with us. So anyway, hey, fired up everybody. Let's go finish this week strong and look forward to seeing everybody. Don't forget, for those that came in the call late, please email Savannah at summitlifegroup.com. Let them know your schedule. Let her know your schedule so we can kind of make sure we plan everything for next weekend. So have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in flight.